Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report, doing a little bit of politics, a little bit of what we consider editorializing. I have an old friend on the line with me right now. His name is John Horvat. John is very active in non-secular circles. John, you've been on the show before, by the way, and I certainly appreciate that. John, you came out with some interesting commentary on Joe Biden's acceptance speech, which you felt were, I don't want to put words in your mouth, let me just say you had some very interesting commentary on that acceptance speech. Can you share it with us?
Yes, I watched the whole thing, obviously,
sure.
And I was very impressed by the fact that it was a very religious event. Despite the separation of church and state, there was a lot of Christian imagery. There was a lot of religious imagery. There was prayer right in the middle of it for
right.
America and for the COVID victims. There was a priest that gave the invocation and the final blessing by a Protestant minister. And after the whole thing, the Amazing Grace. I mean, it was definitely had a religious message, and I was very impressed by that because it was not just a religious message; it was also a Christian message.
You right.
know, it was not Allah. It was not any other. It's the Christian God that he was invoking.
Right.
So I thought that was very impressive. How that came out. That that all these things that we're not supposed to, are politically incorrect. For the inauguration, they definitely had their role.
John, explain to me, if you would, exactly what you mean by that.
Well, he invoked a God whose law he ignores. That's the thing. That's the contradiction of the whole thing, because he was constantly invoking God, but when it comes to actual policies, the policies that he wants to put in place, most people admit it's probably one of the most anti-Christian platforms that any president has ever run upon. So there definitely is a contradiction there.
Well, I'm not saying I agree or disagree at this point. I think there's a lot of showmanship involved right now in D.C. Mm-hmm. But, John, let me ask you this question. Let's talk about the contradictions, and I'd like to opine on that also. You're on, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the contradictions, Christian law is the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are a summary of natural law, which is
right.
Basically how we should act. That's valid for all peoples and all places and all times. And so he went pretty much against all the commandments. He has gone against them. I mean, from the point of view of the fourth, the fifth, the sixth commandment, obviously he's for procured abortion, same-sex marriage, the whole LGBTQ
right.
agenda. So, I mean, he definitely contradicts the Christian God who he invoked. And then you have the seventh and tenth commandment by his socialist agenda, because those two commandments defend private property: thou shalt not steal or covet thy neighbor's goods.
Right.
And I mean, there are others as well. The cynical nature of the inauguration, the second commandment, the eighth commandment, not to take the Lord's name in vain, and to
right.
Perjure yourself in that sense. So, I mean, I think there is a lot of contradictions there that really just stood out for me when I saw the whole the inauguration address.
Well, I think that's really interesting, because you're not just giving an opinion here. You are a religious scholar, and you can back everything you said up with, black and white proof. And I have a tendency to say, I'm not the religious scholar, John, that you are, but I have to say, mm-hmm. I know pretty well what I'm talking about when it comes to non-secular issues. It's been a very huge interest in my life for quite some time now. And mm-hmm. I'm very, very concerned about the secularity that's going on in our country today. My comment on the gay issue, purely and simply, is I know how you feel. I know how most Catholics feel. My personal opinion is it's not for me to judge. and I will not judge, but I know how God's going to judge it, because I've read his opinion on that on four different occasions, three in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament, sir.
Right. Oh, yes, exactly that. No, it definitely is. It is an issue, and you know, these kind of things have a tendency to impose themselves upon society, so that if you don't, you know, toe the line, you could be persecuted. And you know, we're seeing this, you know, even just in social media, how people who say certain things or post certain things now can be are being persecuted because of it.
Yep. Well, I'm very concerned about the First Amendment, actually, which you were talking about, John, and that is the concept of free speech. I agree 1,000% that I think the First Amendment is very definitely in danger. Not necessarily the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment, because I think the NRA and the majority of Americans have that one covered pretty well. But it's what's going on right now with the First Amendment really, really frightens me. I mean, in the news yesterday, hardcore, black and white, you are not allowed to make comments in society anymore that could be construed as being negative towards the Chinese. The virus, it's against the law right now to call the COVID virus the Wuhan virus. I find that to be absolutely appalling, John.
Right, yeah, exactly, because, I mean, the whole purpose of speech is truth, you know, to convey the truth, to tell the truth. And if you cannot do that, you frustrate the very purpose of what it was created for. Oh, and that's what's happening.
I agree 1,000%. John, you haven't been on the show for a long time. We picked up a number of stations since you were on before.
Oh,
tell us a little. Yeah, it's great. It's great. That and $2 will buy me a cup of coffee. Won't even buy me a cup of coffee, John. But let me ask you, I'm doing this out of a passion. Let me ask you a question. Describe to our new listeners, if you would, a little bit about your organization. You got about 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm with an organization called Tradition Family Property, and we're a civic organization of Catholic inspiration, and we defend Tradition Family Property through books and publications, educational programs, campus ministries, all sorts of things along that line. We just throughout the country, and I'm an author of the book Return to Order, which is a discussion of where we went wrong in our culture and our economy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I got a copy of that book, and it really is worth reading. There's no question about that. I think one thing that Dr. Chuck and I have talked about numerous times, Dr. Chuck being a very avid born-again Christian, is that rather than put a person down, rather than not agree with a person, don't not listen to a person just because they have different ideas. Listen to everybody, and I'm sure your organization, I know you and I and Dr. Chuck have similar philosophy. There's no question about that. We believe what we believe. But we're not trying to start a fight with anybody. We're not trying to be, as I say numerous times, the prettiest baby in the nursery, correct?
Right. That's a good way of putting it.
Everybody's got to make their own decision. And we know what we believe is right. My stance, for example, on the gay community, I believe 1,000% that God is the final judge. And I bet you feel the same way. Anyway, how's the campus ministry going, John? Good?
Well, I mean, we do go on campus. I mean, now there are not too many campuses open, you know, because of the whole
COVID,
COVID thing. But we do go on campuses. And we do address hot button issues and engage and make our views known. Sometimes it's not to the liking of the other side, but we definitely try to get our point across.
Well, all you have to do is get people to listen. And I think if you're talking to somebody who's not willing to listen, in my opinion, personally, John, I don't think they're worth talking to. My opinion, John Horvath. Thank you so much, sir.
It's always great to be on the show.